How I sit, how I walk, how I talk to people, all those things. My body language doesn't give any sign of pride. There is also the gift of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person doesn't realize his body language shows how much of pride he has got in him. The choice of words show how much of pride. He says, yesterday, because of the negative thing of missing tahajjud, so much you cried to Allah and you came so much more closer to Allah. So rather you just make your tahajjud, that doesn't take you so much closer to Allah, how much you cried to Allah Ta'ala. How many people there are, because of this one wrong sin they committed, now they just restless. Ya Allah, make me maaf. If a person looks at the sand which is like useless, Allah made you from the sand. From the sand your rosy grows. Whatever you eat is coming from this. Whether it is the meat also, those fowls, those chicken and those cows and goats, they also eat what grows from the ground. Everyone is in need of this. Wherever you see, he's nothing less than that person who shouts and screams in the love of Allah. A person perhaps can give a wonderful bayan. He can write beautiful poetry, and another person, his heart is filled, he hasn't got that tongue. He can't speak, but that quietness also is nothing less than this person who gives a wonderful bayan, and this person who writes poetry, and you're just meditating, thinking, and you are dumbfounded, you can't speak a word in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Akhtar hamara darde dil, bazam mein be nawa sahi. Hadrat says that our akhtar hamara darde dil, bazam mein, that this love of Allah which we have in a gathering, be nawa sahi, we haven't 200 years ago, they started having bathrooms in their houses. Otherwise they had no bathrooms also. There was no question of cleaning themselves. Till today, the vast majority of the Western world, they don't use water to clean themselves after toilet. There is a thing in the Eastern, not only Muslims, but even Hindus, even Japanese people, this, that you don't get this in any other muashara, any other society, any other religion. No other religion or no other community can give those details which Islam has given about cleanliness. Aslaaf ne chote chote masail par itni taweel aur sair hasil behse ki hai ke unhe parkar insaan hairan. 100 times your face will shine. And our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, what uloom Allah had given our shaykh. The comparison is with the 14th full moon. When it is a new crescent, all are worried whether the moon is going to be sighted Wednesday night or not. It is there, there is no doubt about it. Hey, they say it's a bridge moon. So you're not going to be able to see it. It's shape, it's one. So we need la ilaha illallah in our life. We haven't got Quran in our life. We haven't got Durood Sharif in our life. This is 100% that will solve all your problems. But we don't follow this. And we go and waste our time in haram things also. Things that take us to shirk and kufr also. We get involved in that also. And then we expect our problems to get solved. 30 days, 10 days, 3 days, 5 days, whatever it might be. But if we leave the zikr behind here, yeah, and then we go, how are we going to benefit? Those who will make their zikr regularly, their halat I see. They, according to their, what they correspond and that, how their halat changes. And what Allah blesses them with. You envy them what qualities Allah...
Or does not respond to the prayer of everybody, or does not comprehend all things, or he says Allah Ta'ala is not eternal. Secondly, the one who believes that man evolved from a monkey, or that everything came into existence through a big bang. That one who says that he does teachings or actions of any Nabi. Number 11, one who claims that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not deliver the complete deen for fear of certain enemies. To hold this belief is also kufr. Number 12, one who claims that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's explanations of certain events and physical or material existence of Jannat and Jahannam. Number 19, one who denies any injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is soundly proven, example salah, fasting, zakat, hajj, inheritance, capital punishment, hijab, jihad, prohibition of alcohol, interest, orbits, and everything around us points to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even our own selves, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in one verse, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That, O insan, why don't you look into yourselves? Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, the he's standing over here, maybe in Azad World, he's talking on the phone, person in another province, he's listening to him, on having a conversation. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned Hayatul Sahaba, on one occasion he was sitting on the mimbar of Madinatul Munawwara, and he had sent a jamaat towards Iraq, and over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a view, if they only have to make research of the Quran, the Kareem, then they will come to know the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In next verse, on one of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. That there are two ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding a person. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks soldiers to pull a ladder up. And then after making salam to him, he asked this pious person, how did you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this pious person said, in the same way I came to meet you. In other words, just like how you threw the scaling ladder down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw his scaling ladder of tawfiq down. And I hold hell onto it, and how you pull me up, somebody Allah forward, the senses are there. Just take one step forward, automatically those doors will open. So yeah, when a person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not one door, but many doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for him. The doors of ma'rifat, of Allah ta'ala's qurb, etc. So yeah, a person should take that initiative and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions people, those non-believers, those atheists, those sinners, and all those people who hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who swear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't believe in Allah, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them sustenance. Allah grants the fish, the animals, the birds, the whole animal kingdom, Allah grants them sustenance. So there are two points a person should understand. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants things, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees his sustenance, how he manifests himself when regards to the sustenance that is given to people. Like in the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to provide abundance of risk for his servants, then what would every person, will be given so many bounties, so many blessings, and so much of abundance of things. So over there, how is it that no mischief will be caused? So the answer is given that in this world, when a person has wealth, then coupled with that, then the person will have enemies. The receiver will be after him. The crooks will be after him. Not only that, this person, then what should you say? وَتَقُولُ. Yeah, the Quran says you should say. Not have gadgets that are connected to your cigarette lighter and they read the dua for you. Yeah, the dua, you should read it. And what is the dua? Subhanallahi sakhara lana hadha. That purity belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has subjugated this for us. That this, the car that you are driving, maybe the top of the range car, foot goes in, and then he puts his left foot. So yeah, he's making amal on that sunnah. So yeah, a person should read the dua, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, 3 times, Allahu Akbar, and read the dua, and then read the complete dua, that Allahumma anta sahibu fi safari wal khalifatu fi al-ahli till the end. As Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned, that means that Allah has created the system of interdependence, which is the system of civilization. Like how people, there is difference of capabilities in each insan. Similarly, with regards to economic duties, there will be likewise differences. And accordingly, the income will be also different. So now, the rich, they has got wealth. You say, yeah, it looks like you've got sick people in your community. Like Mala Yunus Daya, when he came in his jalsa, he said, unfortunately today, the norm is that each person now wants a psychiatrist. Every person now wants his independent and personal psychiatrist. And then he made it with his hand like this. Looks like everyone's going off the head. That everyone needs a psychiatrist. So yeah, a person should understand that the darajat, we have raised those people who have knowledge, those ulama, those people who have knowledge, Allah has given them that title, and Allah has reasoned that their degree. And yeah, also a person should go to the ulama, we are in need of the ulama. We see when a child is born, Alhamdulillah, when a child is born, then they call munisab, give azan in the right ear, iqamat in the left ear. Then tahneek, go to a pious person, the woman stands most of the time in the kitchen doing her work. Then over there also a person should make it either to the south or north so that sunlight can come in, she can benefit from the sun, etc. So these things, a person should go to the ulama. And what to say about our mashayikh, and we should make, on this point also, we should make a lot of qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this khankam. It is mentioned of an incident of Musanna Abdul Razak, where Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has mentioned in a discourse that on the day of Qiyamah there will be two sets of friends. One set were good friends and the other were evil. So the good set of people who had good qualities. So when one of them had passed away, then he will go into Jannah. Then he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categories. So a person should understand that akhilla, that those bosom friends will be of benefit only of those who have taqwa. And also, unfortunately today, the young boys are taking to cigarettes. Like one boy who used to take his father's stompies and now started smoking. Now he became big, he said, now I want to buy my own cigarettes. He وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصْرِ غِشَاوَىٰ. Allah had sealed their ears, their heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a covering over the eyes. In other words, they couldn't see any good, couldn't hear any good, etc. So Al-Tastari rahmatullahi alayhi said that a person's ailment and sickness, that is his selfish desires. His selfish desires
literally means innovation. In terms of the Sharia, it is the introduction of a new deed in deen which cannot be substantiated from the Quran and Hadith and did not exist in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een, and during the period of their followers. To introduce a new thing in deen is bid'ah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance leads one to the fire of Jahannam. Bid'ah is of two types. Number one, bid'ah in beliefs, which is called bid'ah fil aqidah. And the second one is bid'ah in action and for 40th day for reciting the Quran Sharif for Isar Thawab. Participating in the customs of Milad, Urs, Giyarvi Sharif, placing food at the graves, kissing the graves, adding words before or after Adhan, like Salat and Salam, Ruku of the 25th para is the concluding section of the surah before, that is Surah Hamim, As-Sajda. At the end of the 24th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that for those who do good actions, it is for their own benefit. And for those who do evil actions, it is for their own. What she delivers, all that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here not only mention is, reference is made to the gender of the child, that perhaps somebody could say that through technology we can now find out the gender of the child before it is born. But before it was conceived, who knows what the child would be. And also concerning all the وَمَا أَذُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً, that I don't think Qiyamah is to occur. But he says that even if it is, on the assumption that there is something like Qiyamah, then he regards himself, he says concerning himself, that if I am returned to my Rabb, then for me by my Rabb will be the best of conditions. In other words, he remains in that illusion that the Rabb has, and then he only calls out unto us. Further on, Allah Ta'ala then mentions that, O insan, we will definitely, O man, mankind, we will definitely be showing you our signs in the horizons, in the universe, and in your own selves also. Till that what is haq becomes clearly manifest to you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Allah, mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could have made all of man into one nation. In other words, it was within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat that they don't remain a single disbeliever on the surface of the earth and all accept Islam. But Allah ta'ala says, وَلَاكِ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. Wish only a portion would be given. But for such a person, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. For him there will be no share whatsoever in the year after. From this we understand that we should make our intentions correct, that why we have been created, why we have been brought into this world, and what is our objective, and our objective should be the year.